Hello guys, and welcome to another Last Minute Winner podcast. Here today we will be talking about our Prem team of the season. Now first, if you haven't, go and visit our website and drop us a message and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and message us if you want to be on one of these podcasts. You can call in and we can get you on here. Now today, as I've said, we are doing our team of the season, but you're thinking we. And we are joined with another special guest. He's been on here before. It is Henry.
Hi.
Okay, shall we get started then? Now, who have you gone for in goal?
Alisson.
I have gone with Alisson as well. Why have you gone with Alisson?
Because he's a beast. He's just been amazing.
Fair enough. He's a beast. He's just good. I've gone with Alisson because he's a presence in the box. He's got 20 clean sheets, which is a new Liverpool goalkeeper record, which is very impressive. Anyway, moving on to right back.
Trent,
and we agree again, you know, you have to put Trent in there. He's had a brilliant season. He came very close to the quadruple. He's been in 3 Champions League finals and he's only 22, 23. Mm. Anyway, why have you gone with Trent Alexander-Arnold?
His accuracy this season's been outstanding. Not just in his passing, his shooting as well.
No, he's had the most chances created in the league with 115, and he has 12 assists, which is the second amount in the Premier League. Now, moving on to your first centre-back.
Van Dijk,
yes, he's a brilliant player. I also agree. Loads of Van Dijk. Now, listen to this. His tackle success rate is 69%, which is absolutely phenomenal considering you go into loads of tackles and he's won like almost 70% of his. Now, why have you gone with Virgil van Dijk?
Because he's a brick wall and you're not getting past him.
No, he's just phenomenal in the box, isn't he? Yeah. Going on to the other centre-back.
I couldn't decide between two, Laporte and Diaz, but I chose Diaz.
Diaz?
Yeah.
Now, he's been injured half the season, and I don't think he's had the season that we saw in the 2021-2022 season. Now, who was your other option?
Laporte.
Now, I have gone with Aymeric Laporte, who's had a great season. He averages 89 passes per game, and his pass completion rate is 95%. And he has also had the third most amount of touches, which is pretty impressive if you say that. Why have you gone with Ruben Diaz?
Ruben Diaz. Yeah, you said Ruben Diaz. I just think he's just literally another Virgil van Dijk, not as tall though, but he's really strong.
Yeah, he's a very good player. Now, left back. Now, this should really be an easy one. I have gone with the Man City left back, João Cancelo. Yeah. Now, why have you gone with João Cancelo?
I'm not really sure. It's just I know I can see loads of left backs haven't had a great season. I've just heard him a lot.
You know, João Cancelo, he averages 83 passes with an 85% completion rate. He also had 3,908 touches this season, which is the most in the league. 662 more than anyone else. That is astonishing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Amazing. Anyway, should we move on to centre mid? My first centre mid spot is a bit, controversial. Now, who have you gone with?
De Bruyne,
right. Well, we'll get onto him in a second. I have gone with Conor Gallagher. Now, why have you gone with Kevin De Bruyne? Oh, who have you gone with? Why have you gone with Kevin De Bruyne?
Conor Gallagher. Okay, I went with De Bruyne because he's scoring lots of goals, he's getting a lot of assists, and he's just been all-round probably the best player in the Prem.
Yeah, he has been. He did win Player of the Season and was Manchester City's top goal scorer with 15 goals from midfield, which is unbelievable. Now, I have gone with Conor Gallagher because, you know, Crystal Palace aren't like a top 6 team. I think they finished 12th this season. but he has 13 goal contributions. But it's not just the stats that tell me that Conor Gallagher was one of the best centre mids in the Premier League. It's his work rate. If you watch Conor Gallagher play, there is not a time where he is walking or jogging. He is always sprinting. And now, moving on to your second centre mid spot.
Well, mine's weird as well. However, it's less weird than your Conor Gallagher. Christian Eriksen.
Now, I was thinking about this when I was choosing my players. Can you really choose a player that signed midway through the season? Because I was going to put Luis Diaz in there, but you know, you can't. Anyway, why have you gone with Christian Eriksen?
Because he's come back from a major injury, which said he probably will never play football again. And he's come back and he started off his games well. He scored in his first game. He's had plenty of assists, and he's been amazing.
Yeah, I don't think he scored in his first game. I remember he scored against Chelsea, which was a good finish. And anyway, I have gone with Rodri.
Oh,
you've done
another centre mid?
Yeah.
Oh, you did too.
Oh. Never mind. I've gone with Rodri.
We'll just hear yours.
Yeah, I've gone with Rodri. He has had the second most passes in the league, touches in the league, sorry, with 3,246, which in my opinion is extremely impressive. You know, he's just a heat map, isn't he? And I'm thinking, if you look, the three that we've had, this first, second and third with the touches, it just shows the game plan of Manchester City. Pass it around, take as many touches, and that is why they are such a successful team. Now, as you have only done two central midfielders, we'll go on to your first striker, and I will go on to my last centre mid. Now, who have you gone for your first striker?
Ronaldo,
yes, he's a... You know, people that call Ronaldo flop do not have any knowledge of football. He has scored 18 goals in a Manchester United team that had been atrocious this season. Atrocious. And, you know, it just shows how much of a good player he is. And he is 36 as well. Now, 37, sorry. My third centre midfielder is Kevin De Bruyne. Like Henry said, you know, you just cannot ignore him. He's one player of the season. He scored 15 goals from central midfield, and he's just so good. Anyway, moving on to your second striker and my only striker.
Okay, since I only did two midfielders, it was kind of tough to pick another striker, but I went with Harry Kane.
Harry Kane, you see, he has had some brilliant games this season. He's got a good tally considering the first part of the season he wasn't that great. But I've gone with Cristiano Ronaldo. And, yeah, I mean, both of them are brilliant. Ronaldo at 37, still banging them in every week for a terrible, terrible Man United team. Anyway, why have you picked Harry Kane?
Because... Even though he's not the fastest player, understatement. Even though he's not the fastest player, he still manages to be catching up with Son and other players on his team, and that's one of the reasons why he scored one of the highest amount of goals in the Premier League. Not the highest, but one of the highest.
Well, yeah, we'll get on to Heung-min Son in a second because I'm sure you'll probably have something to say about Heung-min Son. Now, looking at the first right winger, who have you gone with?
Salah,
and I have gone with Salah as well. Tell me why you have gone with Mohamed Salah, the Egyptian king.
You just said it there. He's just the Egyptian king. He's fantastic. His pace throughout the game, doesn't matter what time it is, he always has more pace than everybody else. Super fast. He keeps Liverpool in games. He kept them in the Wolves game, which gave them hope, which enabled Robertson to score as well. He's brilliant. He can do Panenka's chips. He can smash it.
Yeah, and obviously He's also had 46 goal contributions in all competition this season, which is amazing again. And, you know, if you look at the skill, he was putting defenders on their backsides. Ruben Diaz and Aymeric Laporte when he scored that Premier League goal of the season winning award, when he sat Aymeric Laporte on his bum and he took it past Luis Diaz. It was a brilliant finish with his weaker right foot as well. Now we'll move on to the left winger role, and I'm sure we will agree with this. Now, who have you said?
Sancho. Joking. Heung-min Son.
Yeah, I have gone with Heung-min Son, the South Korean mastermind. Why have you gone with Son Heung-min Son?
Well, I would have guessed that I'd say Son Heung-min last season, because he just didn't speak to me that season. But this season, he's been absolutely astonishing. He's scored some absolutely wonder goals.
Why, has he spoken to you this season? You had a nice little chat.
No, he didn't do well last season.
I have gone with Heung-min Son. You know, 23 goals in the Premier League, joint top goal scorer with Mohamed Salah, with no penalties, and obviously Salah has scored a few penalties this season. He's got 30 goal contributions in the Premier League in 35 games, which means he has scored in roughly 86% of his games. That is unbelievable. Would you agree with that?
Yes. Unbelievable.
Anyway, guys, that is our team. Can you just roughly go through your team again?
Yep. Alisson, Trent, Van Dijk, Diaz and Laporte, Cancelo, Eriksen, De Bruyne.
Diaz and Laporte?
Diaz or Laporte.
Oh, okay.
Salah, Kane, Ronaldo and Son.
Yeah, that is a good team, but mine is Alisson, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Virgil van Dijk, Aymeric Laporte, João Cancelo, Conor Gallagher, Rodri, De Bruyne, Mo Salah, Cristiano Ronaldo and Heung-min Son. Let us know which one had the best team. I mean, we pretty much agreed. And if you think that we have missed one of your players out, we have missed a player out, I know we have missed, maybe De Gea could have got into this one. Maybe Harry Kane, maybe I should have said Harry Kane. Maybe he should have said Conor Gallagher. And anyway, guys, let us know on social media. And I'll see you guys in the next podcast.